left off in the Chet discussing a critical machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara tells us that Kisi Adam would be allowed if we're just dealing with the problem of Chofer Guma, talking about a case where Shechita indeed was done, so then everyone would agree that's the case. And the machlokas Beisod Beis Shammai, Bali Molech, whether the Shochi comes and asks you, would indeed this be permissible? Why is it that this indeed would be the case, that we would allow the Chafira, so this is not forbidden min HaTorah, and therefore apparently it's Mutter, B'makom Simchas Yontif, B'makom Kisi Adam. Why is it that it is Mutter min HaTorah? Rashi writes, this is a case of Mekalkel. And call him Mekalkel in Turin. And even though clearly Mekalkel is Potter, it's an Issud Rabbanan, a Chiddush, that we're going to lift this Issud Rabbanan, because of considerations of Simchas Yontif, Shechita, and Kisi Adam. Tosfos points out that it's more than that. This is a case of a malacha shino tzricha legufa, which is coupled with the case of mekalka. That means that it's significantly removed from any issa daraisa. This pasha pshat is a shvus to shvus. It's a malacha shino tzricha legufa, b'makom mekalkel, and that is mutter b'makom mitzvah. You pointed out the sugya in Ervin of Samar Zayin, the way the Rambam, the Rif, understand that sugya, that if you have a shvus to shvus, even ayyidei Yisrael, not only ayyidei Yaakov, even ayyidei Yisrael, the shvus is mutter, the makom mitzvah. So if I were to tell you this chiddush of the sugya, the ches samar aleph, is this a klal or is this a yotzim and a klal? Is this a chiddush or is this simply consistent with baldinim b'chala Torah kula? According to Rashi, this is a chiddush. Mekalkel is an issur rabbanan. We normally do not lift yisuri rabbanan, the makom mitzvah. But here indeed we do. That's the sugya. According to Tosfos, no, it's a malacha shinat tzirich legufa, coupled with the case of mekalkel. This is an instance of shvus to shvus, and the muskel rishon is that a shvus to shvus is mutter, but makom mitzvah even al yedei Yisrael. Similar sugya, ksuvas daf hei, the Gemara discusses the following. What about bi rishona b'shabbos? Bi rishona b'shabbos is the result in making a chavala, a little bit unclear, not for now, what malacha indeed that is. But somehow the Yetzias Adam is considered to be a malacha. Would that be mutter on Shabbos? Would it not? The Gemara says that clearly that's a case of a davar sheino miskaven. A davar sheino miskaven. Okay? If it's a davar sheino miskaven, that would explain, or that would be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, davar sheino miskaven is mutter. So therefore, any chavala that occurs in Biri Shon is a davar sheino miskaven, and therefore it's mutter to Shabbos. But what about according to Rabbi Yud? Avida maintains that Dorosh and Iskavin is also. So therefore, just simply to say that that wasn't the mindset, that wasn't the kavana, why is that enough to be matir? Oh, so Tosfos points out, Suvas Hema Beis, Dermaslim Tim Tzilomar, here you also have a combination. Argamar has a combination of Alacha Shinat Tzirich Lugufa coupled with Mekalkel. That sugya, wow, is a Dorosh and Iskavin coupled with Mekalkel. And therefore, that would be mutter, even Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda. You have a davar shenem iskaven coupled with mekalkel, and therefore a makom mitzvah, that indeed is going to be considered to be mutter. You know what the problem, of course, is as follows. Wait a second. Davar shenem iskaven. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser. Is that an issur rabbanan? When Rabbi Yehuda says that davar shenem iskaven is aser, chayiv, or does it mean, potter aval aser. So one thing is the Chol HaTorah Kula. Let's ignore Shabbos for a minute. The Chol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, is clear. It's clear. The Davar Shenem Iskaven is Chayiv Min HaTorah. It's Chayiv Min HaTorah. One sugi after another, after another, after another in Shas. We'll get to the sugi. Davar Shenem Iskaven. So how does that help? How does the Davar Shenem Iskaven help with the combination of Mekalkel? You're dealing with Davar Shenem Iskaven, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is Chayiv, coupled with Mekalkel, according to Rabbi Shimon. Davar Shenem Iskaven is mutter. You don't have to come out to the combination. Rabbi Yehuda, you have the combination. What combination? That a Davar Shenem Iskaven is like a Davar Shenem Iskaven. So what do you mean you have A plus V? A plus V. Paul Shabshat, there's a hidden Kiddush, and that's Tosfos, Ksuvas Daf Hei Amud Beis, and that is the very lengthy Tosfos in Yuman Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. That's where Tosfos points out the problem. Tosfos says, you know what? It's true. Rabbi Yehuda always maintains that Davar Shenem Iskaven is us. But if I ask you, is that an Issa D'Oraisa, is an Issa D'Rabbanan, you know what the stunning answer is going to be? Shabbos is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Wow. The Kol HaTorah Kula, According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shem Yiskav, Yischayiv Ben HaTorah, that's clear. So you come up with the case. Now we're going to discuss Mila Betzaras. No? Chesam Abeis. Mila Betzaras. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is a Dover Shem Yiskav and Yischayiv. Yischayiv Ben HaTorah. What about when it comes to Shabbos? Oh, Tosa says no. Shabbos requires Malachas Machshavos. That's not a Machlokas. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. No? You need Malachas Machshavos. Malachas Machshavos, how would you define that exactly? Important to know, Rashi, Beis, Yigimel, Beis, Malachas Umnos. This is how a pro would engage in this activity, in this pursuit. You have to have a professional craft. When a professional sits down to do, it's deliberate. It's not Enom Iskavim. It's not Enom Iskavim. You send something to a craftsman, and guess what? Lo and behold, you know, this is how it came out. No. It was deliberate, clearly. Wow. So, if there's a requirement of Malachas Machshavos, how can Rabbi Yehuda maintain that a Dover Shem Yiskavim would be Chayiv? Wow, so Tosfos starts to study Kiddush, Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, you're absolutely right. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Dover Shem Yiskavim is Asur and Shabbos, is not Darnis. It's only a Din Rabbah. The Chola Torah Kul is a Din Darnis. But on Shabbos, Melechis Machshavos, and therefore it's Nisr Drabbah. That's Mefurish and Tosfos. Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph. Oh, I will tell you, that's the combination. Oksu is Davei. Tosu says, if a Mako Mitzvah, we're going to allow Dover Shem Yiskavim with Makalkal, even leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, because that's a Shus to Shus. Because a Dover Shem Yiskavim on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an Issa Drabanan. Oh, and therefore that's considered to be a Shus to Shus, which indeed would be Mutter, a Mako Mitzvah. That Tosu, I will tell you, Yumadav Lamedalit, is one of the most important Tosusim for all of Mesechus Shabbos and all of Mesechus Beis. Because Tosus formulates a klal, and that klal is something stunning, not for today's shiur, but nafkamina after nafkamina after nafkamina, Tosus is bothered by the following question. What's the halacha of a Dover Shem Yiskavim and Shabbos? Everyone agrees, there's no machlokas, Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon, everyone agrees that it's mutter min haTorah. There's no machlokas, everyone agrees it's mutter min haTorah. But Rabbi Shimon is satisfied that if it's mutter min haTorah, it's mutter d'Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda feels the need, the urge, no, it's mutter min haTorah, but there's an issur d'Rabbanan. So Tosfos is bothered by a very simple kasha. If they both agree mi d'Oraisa, why do they disagree d'Rabbanan? No. They both agree min haTorah. That a Dover Shem Yiskavim is mutter min haTorah. So why do you feel the need to make an issur d'Rabbanan, and I feel there's no need to make it? Is that just like, you know, like, something that's so local, or is that part of a cloud? Is that, so Tosus writes, a stunning cloud. The cloud is as follows. According to Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shem Yiskavim is mutter b'chol haTorah kula. So if something is mutter b'chol haTorah kula, it can be mutter on Shabbos as well. Okay. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Dover Shem Yiskavim is chayiv midaraisa. It's chayiv midaraisa b'chol haTorah kula. Only on Shabbos we notch down because of Malachas Machshavos. Whoa. So you know what Tosfos writes? The following is so. You know what the Din Rabbanan is? Ignore Malachas Machshavos and equate Shabbos with Shari Yisurei Torah. That's the cloud. Din Rabbanan, we're not going to treat Shabbos differently than Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dover Shem Yiskavim is Mutter B'Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Mutter on Shabbos. But according to Rabbi, it's chayiv min haTorah when it comes to Shari Yisurim. The only reason that's not Hashem Melechis Machshavos, so that's the great cloud. Midrabanan, ignore Melechis Machshavos, and equate Shabbos with Shari Yisurim. So that gives you, you know, a zman's worth of omer, no? Every tour of Shabbos, Melech HaShem Yitzirich Leguf, Dover Shem Yiskavim, Mekalkel, Kayama, Klachariyad, Ones, Misasek, all the Kalim. Is that unique to Shabbos? Or is that a Ptur B'Chol HaTorah Kula? Because now I know a Klal HaTosus. If it's a Ptur B'Chol HaTorah Kula, it can be Mutter on Shabbos. But if it's unique Ptur of Shabbos, it's going to remain in Issur Rabbanan. Because we equate Shabbos with Shari Yisurei Torah. And that's Hashar Zul Gemara. Now, every sugya, you have to ask yourself that question. Is this a Ptur Melechis Machshavos or is it a Ptur B'Chol HaTorah Kula? Because if it's a Ptur Melechis Machshavos, I'm not going to get to Mutter. I'm going to get to Potter. Wow. You know what's so stunning? This is so important for learning. You know, this cloud that Tosus develops, that Midrabban and Igram Alachas Makshavas equated with Shari Suri Torah, how did Tosus get to this point? This is all the Liba Rabbi Yehuda. No? All the Liba Rabbi Yehuda. And I'll just add, all Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda don't pass him like. We pass him the Torah Shinim Yiskavin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in that particular case, but the cloud is the cloud of Kol HaTorah Kula, no? And that's like something which is that's stunning. That's like heartwarming. Now, someone says to you, why are you learning the Sheet? You know? So aside from the fact that what in the world, you know, but this is the Torah Hashem. No. You'll develop a cloud. Even if we don't paskin like that particular day, but the cloud is a cloud, b'chol HaTorah Kula. No? Where did we see this? No? Tosus, Gimel Beis, Tap, no? What did Tosus say? I'm going to tell you a great cloud when it comes to Dini Muktzah. No? You know what that's called? When Muktzah is already in your hand, Yodichim L'makam Shirtzah. You don't have to drop it. It's already in your hand, you can put it down. Where do you see that? You know where you see that? You see that Aliba Rabbi Yitzchak, who maintains that Ein Kli Nital Ela Davar Nital, guess what? That we don't pass like Lala. We don't pass like Lala. But the Gemara says, you see from a Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, that this is an operative principle, and we'll accept the principle even if we deny the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. No? That's one of the most important Klal Menachos Moktsa that we derive from Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, that we don't pass tonight. Just realize that that's something which is significant. Oh, Satosus writes the following, that no one holds the Dover Shinim Yiskavin Yischai Ben HaTorah on Shabbos. It's only Nisad Rabbanah. So if you can couple the Dover Shinim Yiskavin with the case of Mekalkel, that's going to be much even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, and that's the seeking Suvas and Dafe. Wow. So that's pretty chashuv. No? What about Arsi? Oh, Tosus says the following. The allowance to engage in the case of Chofer Guma, B'makom Kisi Adam, is a combination of Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Guf and Mekalkel. Wait a second. How does that combination work? Oh, according to Rabbi Shimon, Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Guf is Nisad Ramana, Mekalkel is Nisad Ramana, Yav Shvus Teshvus, B'makom Mitzvah, some Kesenta Kisi, it's okay. So let me ask you the following question. And what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? What about according to Rabbi Yehuda that a Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Gufa? It's also, it's chayiv. So Tosu says that our Gemara is based on a combination of Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Kalkel. You know, I'm going to say, whoa, how in the world does this work according to Rabbi Yehuda? You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you, ooh, that could be an afkamina between Rashi and Tosus. What's the tour of our Gemara according to Rashi? Mekalkel. What's the yisod of our Gemara? Mekalkel is mutter b'makom simchas yad. That can be true both according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that mekalkel is potter. You take a look at the sugya of Shabbos, Kuvav, and Aleph. Rabbi Shimon is even more machmir in mekalkel than Rabbi Yehuda. But if mekalkel is mutter, b'makom simchas yantiv, that's true according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, good. If you're relying on a combination, that step one is it has to be a Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Gufa, coupled with the case of Mekalkel. Wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Gufa. It's chayim. And if the heter of our Gemara is a shus to shus, and according to Rabbi the Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Gufa is chayim, whoa. So maybe one could conclude our Torah tells us something stunning. Maybe it's true, but stunning. That what our Gemara here said, it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. It's only according to Rabbi Shimon. The whole Gemara, that after all, that what do you mean? That Amar Abchia Barashi, the Amarav, Afer Tichuach, Kavituma, no, Rabbi Abba, that's all only leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And if you can all like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's not true. Because if Melacha Shinu Tzirik L'Guf is Chayiv, you're done. The Rabbi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Ram passes like Rabbi Yehuda. In Damer Shem Yiskav, he passes like Rabbi Shimon. How do you pass him? Melach Shem Yitzrich Lagufa? Rover Shem. We assume Malach like Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam is Machmir. That's the Rambam in Alev Zayin. Melach HaShabbos. Ram passes like Rabbi Yehuda. You really need to say, according to Vida Shita, all this will be Yosem and Be'en HaChanami. Because according to Tosus, he needed Tziru. Tosus says, after all, realize, Meshum Da'avim Melach Shem Yitzrich Lagufa. That's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda that you're Potter. And if the Torah is just Mekalko, Rabbi Yehuda has that. But if the Patur relies on a Tzir, if you don't have a Kodin Rabbi Yehuda, maybe one possibility is, okay, Enoch Enami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is all going to be Yaseh. Well, a Chiddush. Or can one possibly argue that no, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a Tzir. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Tzir of a Balachish and a Tzir Tlaguva together with Makalko. Well, the Tzir works based on a Shuz to Shuz. You really are going to argue that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Malachshin and Tzirik Lagufa, is Pata, that's wrong. Malachshin is Chayim, how can you argue that's true? Oh, so you know I'm going to tell you? Let's take a step back. Forget about Arsim. But let's just understand Pashup Shat and Gemara. Shabbos Dafkin. Now, Shmuel says the following. Pata usually means Pata Alos. But I'll tell you an exception. There are a few exceptions, three exceptions, right? Two of them are Malachshin and Tzirik Lagufa. Tzedas Nachash and Mafis Morsa. You know what? That's a case of Malachshin and Tzirik Lagufa. But look, Lansing the boils from Mokom Tsar. Oh, so you know what? From Mokom Tsar, look, those are very Rabbanim. And therefore, a Malachshin and Tzirik Lagufa is okay. B'makom Tsar, B'makom Cholish, and B'sakana. Malachshin and Tzirik Lagufa is Mutu. Wow. Okay. Tosus quotes the Nidah Bahag, Shabbos, Gimel Amud Aleph, a very significant kasha. Wait a second. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Gemara Mufreshes. That Shabbos daf Mem Beis. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Hashin and Tzrich Gufa is Chayiv. Really? Chayiv Midaraisa, Malachim Tsar, it's Mutter. Chayiv Midaraisa requires a suffix Sakana, no? You can't say something is chayiv in a Torah, but it's mutter b'makom tzar. That cannot be. So how in the world could Shmuel say that pater here means mutter? That really is not true. Shmuel should say, you're chayiv, and it's us b'makom tzar. Oh. So Tosos writes the following. Wait. You're right. Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda. And you're chayiv. Okay, that's fine. But what's Shmuel bothered by? Shmuel is bothered by those deos that he disagrees with. That Malach Hashem and Tzirik Lagufa is Pater. So Shmuel says the following, look, if you hold Pater, then it's going to be Mokam Tzar. I happen to hold Chayim. And there is no Tzur. If you're Chayim, need a rice of Mokam Tzar. But if you're going to disagree with me and you're going to hold Pater here doesn't mean Pater. Pater means Mutter. So realize, we're not arguing about Potter. We're arguing about I hold Chayiv, because Malach Hashem Yitzirik Guf is Chayiv, and you hold Mutter, because Malach Hashem Yitzirik Guf is Potter, and if it's only Potter, it's Mutter b'Malkom Tzar. So that's what Shmuel was just clarifying. This Machlokes is extreme. It's not Daraisa Drabana. That's normally true when it comes to Malach Hashem Yitzirik Guf. Rav Yehuda says Daraisa, Rav Shimon says Drabana. But here, b'Malkom Tzar, no, that wouldn't be true. Chayiv means Chayiv, and Potter means Mutter. Huh? So in other words, Shmuel's Halva Ara is Alida Drabishim. Alida Drabishim. Okay. That's what Tosus writes. That's fine. Shmuel's Alida Drabishim. Okay. Maybe one would have expected the Gemara should say that. It's Alida Drabishim. Okay. The Gemara, you mean, you know that, no? It's at 40 blot later. How long did it take you to learn those 40 blot? No, so, you know that Gimel, you know that Membe. So, the Gemara doesn't have to put the two together, no? Poshuk, no. The Rambam not that way. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Hashem and Tzirik Lagufa. That's Aleph Zayin. And the Rambam writes that these cases of Seidos Nachash, or Mapis Mursa, is Mutter because it's Ramakom Tzar. It's Mutter. That's the Rambam, right? Much later. Perek Yud, Halacha Yitzayin, Halacha Chafeh. So the Rambam says, whoa, it's mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. If I would say according to the Rambam, where'd you get this from? You know what the Rambam would answer? Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel says it's mutter. So I pass on Rabbi Yehuda and I pass on it's mutter. I'm just echoing Shmuel. I don't agree with Div Rabbi Shimon Kamar. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel says it's mutter. So I hold like Rabbi Yehuda and nonetheless, it's mutter. Yeah, but how in the world does that work? You can't go from a Chiyuv Daraisa to mutter because it's B'makom Tzar. So you know what? You'll persevere. You'll take care of the boil after Shabbos. You don't have to lance the boil on Shabbos. This is not a Suffix Sakana. So that's not so simple. Ooh, that's Reb Chaim, no? Reb Chaim deals with this Rambam. How can the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and accept Mabes Morsa? Not really a kasha on the Rambam, kasha on Shua. So one possible teretz, this Reb Chaim is not right. One possible teretz is as follows. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda Shit of Lacha Shinat Tzrich Legufa is chayiv in all cases? Or can one possibly distinguish? Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Malacha Shinat Tzrich Legufa is aser. Sometimes it's chayiv, sometimes it's vater. And if we can argue that Daf Gimel and Shabbos are those times that it's vater, we're good to go. So Malacha and Sarah, it's vater, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. What would a distinction be? What would a distinction be? So there is a Ram. Shabbos and Malaf, this you mentioned very, very quickly. No? The Ram, Shabbos Malaf, is bothered by the Father. Bothered by the Father. The Gemara describes this. The Sukhraya the Nezayasi. You have a big keg of wine. And you know what? You want to put a cork in it. A bottle stop. Bottle stop. Okay, so put a cork in. No. They didn't have corks. So they used to take a shmatter, no? They used to take a rag, and they used to squeeze it into the hole. But you know what? Okay, if you're taking a dry rag and you're putting it in the hole, okay, we're fine. But often, you know, you take the rag out, it's saturated. It's saturated. And now if you're going to go ahead and reinsert it, isn't that an act of skin? Isn't that an act of skin? Skito, just a told, a dash. Extracting a liquid from a solid. Extracting liquid from a solid. So you have something which is absorbed, you're going to squeeze it out. That's a told. That's a told of dash. Of dash. Skito can be a told of one or two malachos. We'll see. Sometimes skito is a told of malave. It's part of the laundering process. And sometimes it's part of dash. That you're extracting liquid from a solid. Here we're not talking about cleansing. We're talking about dash, extracting a liquid from a salad. So, would that be mutter to go ahead and reinsert the cork? Reinsert the cork. So, Ram points out the following. Let me daraisa, that should be mutter. That should be mutter. Why is that true? Oh, the Ram writes the following. Ram writes the following. You're going to go ahead and squeeze it out. What's going to happen with the wine that you squeeze out? What's going to happen? It's wasted. It's all like libu. It's all like libu. So in such a case where the davar hanishat is all like libu, you're not going to be chayim. You're not going to be chayim. Okay? So therefore, in that case, reinserting, you're not going to be chayim. The most maybe one could argue is in the Sidur Rabbanon, but you're not going to be chayiv because the davar hanishat is all with libur. Okay, so take a look at the Ran. The Ran seems to emphasize the following. This is the diuk in the Ran. Maybe it's a good diuk, maybe not. Now, the Ran seems to emphasize the following. Look, we're talking about sita, which is a tota of dash. Because after all, if you're talking about malabim, there's no need of tzaraf l'mashkin when it comes to malavim, no? Imagine, you go ahead and you launder something and then you wring it out. You need the dirty water. You need the dirty water. So if you're dealing with malavim, obviously there's no need for the Rabban Yisrael. So the Ram points out the following. We're not talking about malavim. We're talking about shechita, which is not an av. Which is not an av. Shechita is not one of the lamedes malachos. It's a tolda. It's a tolda of dash. It's a tolda of dash. So if you have a tolda that's holechli ibud, you're not going to be chayiv, even though you're chayiv midaraisa for a tolda. But not if it's holechli ibud. Not if it's holechli ibud. Wow. So shechita, which is a tolda of dash, there's no chiyuv because it's holechli ibud. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Oh. So one possibility in explaining this Ran is, so I mentioned, take a look at the Gilin HaShas, on the Daf Yerushalmi, Shabbos Zayin Beis, And Rav Menachem Zember, Tosfos Haschaim, Vav Tes, they write the following. Look, if something is holy chayibun, obviously you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. When they would engage in dosh, didn't they need the davar hanidosh? Yes. So you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. And Tosfos writes, you know what that's called? That's called a malach she'ansrit l'gufa. You're obviously not doing it for the same purpose as in the Mishkan. If you don't need the Davar Nischad. In the Mishkan, of course, they need the Davar Nischad. That's why they engaged in Disha. But here you're dealing with a Tolda Shinot Tzrich L'Gufa. What's the halacha of a Tolda Shinot Tzrich L'Gufa? So I would have said that according to Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shinot Tzrich is possible according to Rabbi Yerchayim. Oh. So maybe the Chiddush of the Ram. Not true. But med v'ram amurim, that Rabbi Yehuda says the malacha shenet surgil v'schayim. Maybe that's only when it comes to an av. And you'll tell me, why in the world? I'll tell you, very misunderstanding. So misunderstanding. Why in the world Rabbi Yehuda say r'chayim from malacha shenet surgil v'gufa? You're not doing it for the same purpose as the Mishkan. You know, Pasha Merari is going to tell you, the why question? Forget about the why question. The what question? What are you doing? You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. That's Hachta Habib Mishkan. That's us around Shabbos. The why question. You were thinking this, you were thinking that. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm really not bothered by the why question. I even hold Davar Sheni Miskaven Yischayim. No? I'm not bothered by the why question. You do that which was done in the Mishkan. Eino Miskaven. Forget about it. You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. Oh, so ask him the following. What happens if you're doing something that's not found in the Mishkan? Why in the world should you be chayiv if you're doing something that's not found in the Mishkan? Oh, I'll tell you the following. Because we have a concept of totals. That's Xeris HaKosav Achas Ne'en HaShabbos Dabayim. And you know what the Xeris HaKosav of totals tells us? That even if something is not found in the Mishkan, if it links, for that you're chayiv. What is that link? The act was not found in the Mishkan. You know what I'll answer? The why question. You're not doing that which was done in the Mishkan, but why are you doing this? If the reason you're doing it is to accomplish the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan, for that you're chayiv. So if indeed in the Mishkan they planted, and you're doing something that promotes the growth of the plant, you're going to be chayiv for that. So you're going to be chayiv for zomer, for pruning. And you're going to be chayiv for mashkamayim nizraim. Who says they pruned in the Mishkan? The answer is, who cares? No. You're doing something to promote the growth of the plant, that's a tolda of zareya. If they planted the Mishkan, doing something for the same purpose, for that you're going to be chayiv. So if you're going to be chayiv for zomer, you're going to be chayiv for mashkamayim nizraim, because there's a commonality, a common purpose. I use the following term, a common leches machsheves. So tell me something about this lethal combination of a tolda sheino tzrich l'gufa. Is there any basis of chiyuv midareisa? Oh, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda would argue as follows. Here I admit. No, it wasn't found in the Mishkan. And you're not doing it for the same purpose as on the Mishkan. How can you say that's asim and atorah? On what ground should it be asim and atorah? There's no linkage to the av, and it wasn't found in the Mishkan. How can I say that that's nisa daraisa? So I'll tell you, if this story is compelling, that'll be unbelievable. That Rabbi Yehuda only holds that you're chayiv for an av malacha, which is eino tzrich l'gufa. But when it comes to tolda sheino tzrich l'gufa, it's only nisa drabanan. That's nisa drabanan. That'll be something which is stunning. Ah, that could resolve the Kasha of Tosos. Shabbos Daf Gimel. How can Shmuel say Potter means Mutter? After all, Shmuel said Rabbi Yehuda. You know what the answer is? Mapis Mursa is not enough. But Mapis Mursa was found in the Mishkan. Mapis Mursa? Obviously not. It's sufficiently linked to an Av Malacha. Asiyas HaPesach. Let's say a Tolda of Bonin. But this is a Tolda Shinot Tzrich L'Gufa. Rabbi Yehuda is going to admit that a Tolda Shinot Tzrich L'Gufa is Nisan Rabbanan. And if it's Nisan Rabbanan, be Mutter Malkam Tzar. So therefore, Mamish, even though Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, still, Mapis Mursa is Mutter. Because that's Nisan Malkam Tzar. That's like a stunning, stunning Kiddush. Maybe that's the issue with the Rambam. When it comes to Avos, there are apostles like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Tolus, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. It's only Nisan Rabbanan. It's only Nisan Rabbanan. Wow. So you know what? In the case of Mesukrai de Nezayasa, you're talking about a Tolda of Dash, which is Inot Tzirich L'Gufa. A Tolda of Dash, which is Inot Tzirich L'Gufa, is not going to be Chayim. Else that's exactly what the Ram says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. If the Dabar Niskar is Holy Chayim, but there's no basis of Chayim at all. Because that's a Tolda of Inot Tzirich L'Gufa. That's a Tolda of Inot Tzirich L'Gufa. No? So aside from the fact that this is really, whoa, you know what? Oh, Tosa says you need a combination, Mersin. Malach Shayatsuri go cover with Makalka to make it into a Shus to Shus. Do you have the combination according to Rabbi Yehuda? So maybe they'll say no. No. You really need to say that Soma Klokas, Beisul, Beishamai. Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. I disagree with who? You disagree with Beisul, you disagree with Beishamai, you disagree with everyone. How? No. This case of Chofer Gumla is a Tolda, is a Tolda. This is not the classic case of bonus and Malachis Chibur. When you go ahead and you take components and you blend them as one, a Malachis Chibur. Now, Chofer Guma is Binyan, is an Av Malacha. It's a Tolda. A Tolda Shinat Sri Chalagufa. A Tolda Shinat Sri Chalagufa, Chiba Kornavidas Nisad Ramana. And if it's a Tolda Shinat Sri Chalagufa, couple with Makalkel, that's a Shus to Shus, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that'll be Mukher. Mutter Makam Kisidam and Sen Zendu. No? That's really heavy. That's really heavy. No? You ready to go a step further? So this should blow you away. No? This should. Whoa. This I heard from Rav Schechter. I was like, whoa. This is all beautiful. This is all Rabbi Yehuda. This is all Rabbi Yehuda. The Ram passes like Rabbi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. But a Malach Hashem is Tzirich L'Guf is Potter. If it's an Av, it's Potter. If it's a Tolda, it's Potter. No? Chofer Guma, a Tolda, Potter. An Av Malach, a Malach Hashem is Tzirich L'Guf, Potter. No? All the cases that we had, Kachasone, Hotsa, well, those are Avos. An Av is Potter, a Tolda is Potter. Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you a great difference. No? Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Daraisa, Av, Tolda, Drabam. Is there any nafkamin according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, the starting point is you're only doing the Nisa Drabam. Okay, so it's a Nisa Drabam, and if it's an Av, if this Roman, if it's a Tolda, is there any room to suggest, even according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a world of difference between an Av Shinat Sri Guf and a Tolda Shinat Sri Guf? And why would I even be inclined to say such a thing, aside from Makoros? Because I think that Svar of the Ran is pretty critical, no? That's pretty compelling. How can anybody say that there's an Isser when it comes to Tolda Shinat Sri Guf? There's no linkage. There's no linkage. It wasn't found in the Mishkan. And you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. So, that's the same as an Av Malacha. An Av Malacha, you're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. A Tolda, you're not. I would like to say that everybody agrees to that distinction. That whether you're Chayav, whether you're Potter, there clearly is a difference between an Av Shinat Sri Guva and a Tolda Shinat Sri Guva. Is that true? Is that true according to Rabbi Shimon that indeed there's a difference? So I'll ask you the following. This is a sigma we're going to get to, but very heavy, very, very critical. Halach l'maisa, shem chavches. You know, a person, rachman l'islam, is a chol mesuka, suffix sakan, pikoach nefesh, is dochi dinim daraisa, dinim daraisa. What happens if that's not the case? It's not a chol mesuka. We're not going to be matir isuri daraisin for chol shein bo sakan. But what about the following? What about the following? You know, in this case, it's only Mr. Rabbanan. We can match it down to a Mr. Rabbanan. Is it really true to say that an Isser Rabbanan is mutter b'makom chol shein bo sakan? So you know what the answer is? Complicated. You know, it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Pikuach nefesh is dochi isuri Torah. Clear. B'chol she'en bo sakana. Can I violate isuri Rabbanan? So that's really heavy, no? The answer is not always. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes I'm going to say, Nisir Rabbanan is mutter b'chol b'chol she'en bo sakana. And sometimes I'm going to say, no, you need a shus to shus. You need a shus to shus. Not just an isser drabanan. You have to notch it down further. A shus to shus is mutter umakam chol. But not an isser drabanan. Not an isser drabanan. So if someone to ask you, what do you say? What do you say about this? What do you say about this? One thing we did see, Vavim and Aleph, Amir la'akum is mutter for a cholosh in sakana that we saw. But can that really be a model that all these three rabbanan are mutter? We did see Amir la'akum is mutter for a cholosh. Okay. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says the following: Matipin mirak l'cholosh b'Shabbos, hashmas kol. Well, you have person is a chola, but in bo sakana. And somehow, the being mashmiya kol is going to resolve that difficulty. It's going to resolve that difficulty. Whatever, it's going to, the effect is going to be. So soothing, whatever it is, that to be mashmiya kol is also because shem yisak in klishi. We're going to see that now. No? Hashmas kol is also. The Gemara said, you know what? Even though that's true, Hashmas kol is mutter, makam kol hashem bo sakana. That's the Gemara. Here, the Fuk Dali. So, Amir lakum, mutter makol hashem bo sakana. Good. Hashmas kol, mutter makol hashem bo sakana. Good. That's always true. So I'll tell you an example in the opposite direction. The Gemara in Ksuvas in Daf Samach discusses a case of a goneach, a person who's suffering from a stomach ailment. Not a cholim mesukim, but a person that has a stomach ailment. And the answer is milk. We don't have milk. We don't have this type of milk. No. I have a cow. No? Can I milk the cow to service the cholah shein bo sakana? So you know what the Gemara says? Goneach yonek cholah b'shamas. The only way you can possibly do so is al yedei shinu. And that's really a heavy shinu. You know what that means? The cholah has to suck directly. As opposed to milking the cow, and then taking the milk and giving it to the cholah. Goneach, yonek. Wow. The problem is as follows. What exactly is milking? You know what the Gemara calls that? The Shabbos Ein Gimel? Mefarik. A toldav dosh. Mefarik is a toldav dosh. Tosa says, milking is a tolda of dash. You know what you're doing? Yeah, you can squeeze an olive to extract its juice. You squeeze a grape to extract its juice. You extract liquid from a solid. We discussed this earlier, the very beginning of the year. No, milking a cow on Shabbos Yantiv, Tosas on Shabbos? No. Extracting a liquid from a salad is dosh. Is dosh. Oh, so you know what the Gemara then seems to say? You're allowed to go ahead and to engage in Disha as long as you do so. Klachayad, al yidei shinui. Therefore, goneach, yonek, chola b'Shabbos. If I do so, al yidei shinui, that's a pretty heavy shinui. No? Yonek, yonek. So, I guess that which is done al yidei shinui is mutter makam chola shin mosakam. Okay, if that would be the case, that's great. Isridra banar mutter makhola shin sakana, so hashmasko, amir lanachri, klachayad, shinui, mutter makam chola shin mosakana. You know what the problem is? Ooh, the Tosus and Shabbos and Yom days. Tosus throws in another variable. Tosus throws in another variable. The Gemara a little bit later in Shabbos. Ein heimer alev. Hatzar chilazon v'apotza. A person has the chilazon. He squeezes the chilazon to extract its dye to use for the purpose of tefillos. That's a case of dash, no? Extracting a liquid from a salad. A liquid from a salad. Milk from an animal. The dye for the chilazon. Okay. Sheet of the Chachamim. Sabta Bapotso. Squeezing the chilazon to extract his dye. That's not in his sederis. That's not in his sederis. So why not? Why not? Why not? That's real, no? That's like sleep? No. Ein disha ela b'gdulei karak. Ein disha ela b'gdulei karak. Wow. Okay, we'll have to discuss. Yudalid, no? How broad is this cloud? Which malachos on Shabbos do we assume are limited to gdulei karak? Not so simple. Not so simple. No? We just discussed, now Rashi Zayin Mabez, there's the problem of tochein, when you're dealing with clouds of dirt. Is a cloud of dirt called the Likark? No? Let's assume tochein. Ain't tochein the Likark? That's not really a Gemara, but the Gemara says it about Dosh. Ain't Dishol the Likark? Big Machlokas Rishon, tochein. What about Borer? The person is like doing all these types of things. I say, what in the world? He tells me, in borer b'lekarka. And I say, you know, you're wrong. You know? He's in the semi. What in the world? Why is there doing this thing, dash and borer? It's all like Sudur Debas. It's all the same group of beloved malachos. Why do I say borer this, dash that? Not so simple. Which malachos are limited to the karka and which are not? Not so simple. We'll have to discuss that later. One thing is clear. Dash is a Gemara. Dash is a Gemara, daf ayin hey, ein disha el gdei karka. That's the sheet of the Chacham. Rav Yehuda disagrees. The Chacham maintains ein disha el gdei karka. So number one, the cloud. Whoa, that's chashuv. Ein number two, the application. Fish are not called gdei karka. Fish are not called gdei karka. Okay. So that's explicit in the Gemara. The sheet of the Chachamim ein disha el gdei karka, and a fish is not called gdei karka. Let me ask you the following. And what about a cow? What about an animal? Is an animal called the lake arca? Or is that animal not called the lake arca? No? Well, you know what? Corn grows from the ground. Fish don't grow from the ground. An animal doesn't grow from the ground. Maybe garden, no, that's not true. An animal lives off of the ground. An animal feeds off of the ground. Maybe that. Maybe the hen is called gdulei karka. Maybe I'm called gdulei karka. And I walk into this guy's sukkah and I see, you know what he's using for schach? Like behemoths, no? So I said, what do you mean? You know, that guy, you can't use gdulei karka. Is it gdulei, not gdulei karka? No, it is, it's not. You don't get to tell me, oh, you can't equate ochel sukkah to ochel Shabbos, no? Oh, Rashi beits it up. Zayin Mabez, no? Dirt is tochein. Dirt's called gdulei karka, even ochel sukkah. That's not true. Well, Rashi sheet. An animal is not gdulei karka. The Gemara is fish. Yeah, the Gemara says, chizal, what's true of a fish is true of a cow? What's true of a fish is true of a cow? A behemoth is not called gdulei karka. not called Gunika. Okay? Okay. But wait a second. Ksuba Safsamach. You have a person who's a Goneach. It's not a Cholish Yesh Basakana. We have to notch it down to Nisad Rabbanan. What's the answer? Shinui. Whoa, what do you have to come out to that for? If an animal is not Dulei Karka, and it's a Gemara, Ein Disha Elei Karka, Shabbos Af Ayin Hey, you're only dealing with Nisad Rabbanan. So therefore, a Goneach, you should be allowed to milk the cow to service the Goneach. Why in the world do you have to come out to Shinui? You know what Rashi Shita is? Because in that case, it's not enough to have an Issa Drav. You need a Shvus to Shvus. Disha, Shalobi de Karka, Al Yidei Shinui. Oh, so that's a difficulty, no? Why do you need a Shvus to Shvus, Mokam Chola? We know that often, 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 Amir Lako, Erivin Kuptalit, Yisrid Rabbanan, Yisrid Rabbanan Amukhtan, Vemakam Chol Hashem Osakan. That's an important question, no? So we alluded earlier in the year to a pretty fundamental distinction, no? Not all Isuri Drabanan are equal. Certain Isuri Drabanan are Mutter Makam Chol Hashem Basakana. And other Isuri Drabanan are Asur Makam Chol Hashem Basakana in either Shvus to Shvus. What's the Hagdah? What's the Hagdah? See, here we pointed out now a pretty fascinating distinction. We did Davav, but this will run us through the Masech. No. Not all Isuri Drabanan are equal. There are certain Yisrei Drabanan that are simply a Gzer. A Gzer of Shemiyot. There's no similarity whatsoever between A and B other than A could lead to B. A could lead to B. Well, you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos, no? Because you know what? In the course of riding a horse, you may go ahead and rip off a branch. Ripping off a branch is kotsi. Can you really say, like with a straight face, that riding a horse is kotzer? Is kotzer drabanan? It's kotzer drabanan. It's not kotzer drabanan. It's going to lead to kotzer deresa. There's no requirement of a gzera that A has to resemble B. It's not that Hashma's call is tikkun mana drabanan. Hashma's call is going to lead to Tikkun Mana Daraisa. That's Shami Yavo. Shami Yisaka in Kalishiyah. Uda Rambam, about a Mirlako. When a guy goes up and does Malacha, I wouldn't call that a Malacha. That's a Malacha Drabanan. When a guy does this, you know what the answer is? The Rambam writes, Shema Yavo Lassos Ve'atzva. If you're going to rely on a Mirlako, you're going to end up doing it yourself. In a word, you know what that's called? A Gzer. A Gzer. A Gzer. Okay, let me ask you about the following. What about Disha Shalobit Dulei Karka? Is that just a Gzera? It's just a Gzera. If you get in the habit of doing Disha Shalobit Dulei Karka, you're going to end up doing Disha Bid Dulei Karka. Is that all it is? There is much, much more. Disha Shalobit Dulei is an act of Dush. It's an act of extraction. You're extracting an ochel from psalas, a liquid from a salad. That is disha. So even if you'll tell me that there's a halach, in order to be chayiv midaraisa, in order to be killed, right, you have to have a case of dulei karka. But disha shelo b'dulei karka is not just simply a gzer of shemiyot. It's maybe that, or maybe not that, but maybe that and more. Certainly more. What's the more called? That's the hagdara. A malacha drama, as opposed to a gzer drama. Malacha drabanan as opposed to a gzeira drabanan. And the Torah, this would be an incredible, incredible Hagadara. Gzeiros are mutter makam cholish in bosakana. But not malachos. Not a malacha drabanan is more chamor than a gzeira drabanan. A gzeira drabanan is mutter makam cholish. A malacha de Rabbanan requires a shus to shus. So amir lakum gzeira. Hashma is called gzeira. Disha shaluba yekarka malacha, and its face as that mutter. That's why you have to come on to a shinui. A shinui. You have to come on to a shus to shus. That's the chiddush. That would be the chiddush. Wow, wow. That's a very important hadara. Malachas Rabbanan versus cases of gzeiras. Good? Let me ask you the following question now. Heavy, you ready? You ready to... A malacha shino tzirich l'gufa. It's potter according to Rabbi Shimon. Zisu Rabbanan. Good? You ready for this? Ooh. Is a malacha shino tzirich l'gufa gzeira d'Rabbanan or a malacha d'Rabbanan? Could one argue, look, if it's Eino Tzirich L'gufa, it's really distant from that which is done in the Mikdash, that which is done in the Mishkan. Elamai! You're going to do this very same act. Shem Yavo. This very same act can be Chayiv Midaraisa, if it's Tzirich L'gufa. So, a Gzeira D'Rabbanan up to a Malacha Tzirich L'gufa is a Malacha Sheino Tzirich L'gufa. Or can one argue? Not necessarily. A malacha shino tzirich l'gufa is potter. It doesn't reach malachas machsheves. But that which you're doing is found in Mishkan. That is a malacha d'rabbanan according to Rabbi Shimon. That's not a gzeira d'rabbanan. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Chakir. What is a malacha shino tzirich l'gufa? Malacha d'rabbanan or gzeira d'rabbanan? Bring a stagger, I would say emir lakum is a gzeira. Very mistaber, disha shloi karka is a malacha. What a malacha shino tzirich l'gufa? Rabbi Shimon says it's mutim natur, it's isa drabanan, gzer malacha, gzer malacha. Okay, so like, how do you determine these things, no? Like, how do you determine? You know, so I'll take a poll, no? So, you know, like, you know, take a halftime poll, no, I don't, okay, you know, like, half says this, half says that, okay, they're not counting, I'm like, okay, like what? How do you determine? No? How do you determine? I think this, I think that, no. Well, I'll tell you how you determine. You know, sometimes the longest is just coming up with a litmus test. No? I'll tell you how to determine. I know that a malacha d'rabbanan is aser makam cholash embo sakana. And I know a gzeira d'rabbanan is mutter makam cholash embo sakana. No? Ooh, you know, that's the half the battle. What's the test? No? You have to be a halachic scientist. No? You have to know the test. Now that I know the test, I'm good to go. So my job is easy. All I have to do is determine whether malacha shino tzirich l'guf is mutter b'chol she'ein lo sakana. If it is, mutter. That's the dead giveaway. It's a gzeira. And if it's aser, it's a malacha. Whoa, so I'm like all, you know, smug. Like, I figured it out. No, that's the deal. And now, like, just figure it out. Okay, so, what's the halacha? Malach shino tzirich l'gufa, makom cholosh. Wow. So before you get, like, all proud, so the Meiri points out, that's an incredible stira. That's an incredible stira sasugyas. As to whether a malacha shino tzirich l'gufa is mutter or aser makom cholosh she'ein lo sakana. So one sugi you know, Shabbos daf gimel, and you plow through the masechta, the same daf appears in Shabbos and daf kuf zayin. Mapis morsa, half you know. It's a malacha shino tzirich l'gufa, which according to Rabbi Shimon is mutter, but makom cholosh she'ein lo sakana. Wow, so. I hit a jackpot. No. It's mutter makam chol. That means it's a gzera. It's a gzera. It's a gzera. Yeah, but you know. What about the following? Shabbos chatesim abeis. This you also know. That kibui haner is aser for a chodesh in bosakana. Kibui haner is aser. you have a chola, and you know what? The guy's having trouble sleeping, and rest would be very, very helpful. You can't turn off the light. You can't extinguish the flame, we know, kechas on air. That's a malacha shenitzarich legufa. You know what the answer is? A malacha shenitzarich legufa is osa. The makam kol. And mapis morses mutter. So I know my test, and I'm good to go, and all of a sudden I'm faced with the stira gliya. That's the kasha of the mirror, without the soul background. What is the halacha of a malacha shenitzarich legufa malacham shenil sakana? You know what the mirror writes? Shabbos Kaptes Aser, Shabbos Daf Gimel Mutter. Astira. Okay, so now you have to resolve that astira. How do you resolve this thing? Take a look at that mirror. The mirror suggests three turds. The mirror's assumption is in principle it's mutter. It's in principle, Malacha Shina Tzrich Lagufa is Mutter Makom Chola, V'Harayim Apis Mursa. That's the cloud. What we have to figure out is why doesn't that apply to Kibbutz? The default, Mutter. And what's difficult is the case that's us. So the Miri is bothered. Why do we Aser Kibbutz? Not that we Mutter Makom Mursa. Why do we Aser Kibbutz? So the Miri gives important considerations. Number one, the Miri says, is that, you know what, that Efshar Lifrosadin, Kibui, just go in a dark room, no? Kibui, put up a sheet, no? Mapis Mursa, I understand, Mapis Mursa. You're going to heal the boil by lancing it. You need darkness. Darkness does not necessarily demand keyboard. Okay. Then Mary writes something in addition to that, that lancing the boil is healing the boil. Turning off the light is healing the chola. Maybe I'm guarding the following. I'll turn off the light. He'll be more relaxed. He'll be able to sleep better. He'll regain his strength. And therefore, that'll be helpful. Whoa. At best, that's something which is very indirect. Very indirect. Maybe Achenami, that a malacha should have as much ramakam chol, if it's, that is the refuah. If you're talking about a chain of events, the Miri writes that lo yisrapoy demashi chava haner, turning off the light does not result in refuah. And maybe it can be part of a process. And then the Mirai writes a third consideration, that, you know what? When I call this a vada, when I call this a suffix, you know what? Lancing a boil, that's vada, you know? You take the splinter out, you lance the boil, guess what? You know? The problem is solved. Turning off the light, that solves, not solving. Similar to the second in the sense that, you know, this is quite indirect. There's a chance that could be, well, but that's like the Miri's Kashan, those are his dudes. So maybe one could suggest the following. This is from Shechter's Hinnish. A malacha shena tzirich lagufa. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's Nisad Ramana. But what I call it a gzera, I call it a malacha. And now I have my nafkamina. Manafkamina is a malacha shena tzirich makam chola. And the problem is, sometimes no. So you know what the yisrael is going to be? Wow, that's pretty powerful, no? We had such a compelling svara, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, no? How in the world can Rabbi Yehuda say malacha shena tzirich lagufa? Right? Is asa? The answer is, it was in the Mishkan. Atolda shena tzirich lagufa? Even Rabbi Yehuda is going to admit that that's nisadrama. But what about according to Rabbi Shimon? They're only Sarid Rabbanan. And Avin Atolda, see, ready? Rabbi Shimon is going to admit that there's a huge difference between an Av Malach Hashem HaTzirich Lagufa as opposed to Atolda. An Av Malach was found in the Mishkan. Atolda is not. Why is an Av Malach Hashem forbidden? It's found in the Mishkan. Not true of Atolda. In Av Malacha Shinat Tzirich Legufa, according to Shimon, is a Malacha Dravanan. It's a Malacha Drav. You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan Elamai. There's a tour. There's a Malachas Machshavis that, you know what, that you're not doing it for the same time. That's similar to Disha Shalom Zaykarka, maybe even better. You're doing exactly that which was done in the Mishkan. Elamai for a different reason. Atolda Shinat Tzirich Legufa, there's no linkage. There's no linkage at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, he can't be chayyeh for that. Oh, Rabbi Shimon says, it's Nisid Rabbanan. You know what the chiddush is? If it's a tov, Hashem not tzirich l'gufa. Rabbi Shimon holds Nisid Rabbanan. But that's only a gzeirah d'Rabbanan. That's not a malachah d'Rabbanan. How can you call a malachah d'Rabbanan if it's not found in the Mishkan? And you're not doing it for a purpose that was done in the Mishkan? You know what you can say? That if you would do this under different circumstances, it would be aser. You do it under the circumstances of Tzrich L'gufa. That's a Shemayavah. That's a Gzeira. So Tol Hashem of Tzrich L'gufa is a Gzeira. And Avmal Hashem of Tzrich L'gufa is a Malacha D'Rabbanan. L'may Nafgamina, whether it's a Gzeira, whether it's not, Achol Hashem B'Sakana. Achol Hashem B'Sakana. If we're dealing with an Av Malacha, it's a Malacha D'Rabbanan Yishus L'Shus. Now that's going to be Asim. If you're dealing with a Tol Hashem of Tzrich, it's only a Gzeira, which is mutimakachol Hashem b'sakana. Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. Ooh, kibui Shabbos chotes is an av malacha. It's an av malacha. Shabbos daf gimel, Shabbos kuf zamapis morsa is only a tolda. Is only a tolda. A tolda shenat zrich leguf according to Rabbi Shimon is a gzera. And that's mutimakam tsar makol Hashem b'sakana. And a malacha derabanan requires a shus teshus. And kibui, as a malach shenat zrich gufa, is a malach d'rabbanan. Kibui was found in the Mishkan. Kibui is not a tolda. Kibui is an av malacha. That requires a shus teshus. So therefore, nachin amin. Kibui is aser b'makam chol Hashem b'sakana mashenki when it comes to mapis mursa. It's a tolda shenat zrich gufa. Again, it takes the cloud that the Ram develops according to Rabbi Yehuda. And this perhaps is relevant according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's incredibly, incredibly then no gain. But what's significant for our Gemara is Tosa says this is a malach shenat zrich l'gufa. Yeah, but it's a tolda. It's a tolda. It's a tolda. No? So that would allow the possibility of its siruf, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to notch it down as a shus l'shus. And that would mean according to Tosa the following chiddush. That you know what? That malach shenat zrich l'gufa, which is a tolda, is mutter makom chola, but it's not mutter makom mitzvah. And that's we have to come out to Mekalkel in order to have the combination of a malach shenat zrich l'gufa together with the tour of Mekalkel itself. It's an important thing where Shechter's written this up in Eretz Etzi. And the difference between malachos drabanan as opposed to zeros drabanan, right? Then a primary difference when it comes to cases of a chola shen b'sakana with this beautiful hagdara. When I want to speak about the following, but you know what? Okay. A guy did Shechita, he has to do Kisei Hadam, and you know what? It's already B'dievet, I understand he already did the Shechita, but now he has various options. He has various options. Option number one is Chofer Gumel. No? Is there another option? Yeah, you know what? The guy's been cooking on you. And now the guy has Efer Kira. No, Chesam and Aleph, he has Efer Kira. If the Efer is still hot, Gvaldik, it's Muchanu. No? But if the Efer Kira is completely cold, that's Nola. That's Nola. That's Nola. Otosis goes to Yisham. But you know what? Ein HaKinami, it's Nola. But push comes to Shav, before Shem Yishami, no? We're going to allow you to be Mishdamish L'Nola for the purpose of Kisei Adam. No? That was close to Yishami. Whoa. Right, that itself is a Kiddush. Is there a steer in Tosus? No? The Tosus Damascus Alamar, the Tosus Damascus Be'enim. Take a look at the Marshal. No? Let me ask you the following. Okay, I accept the Yishami. If all I have is Efer Kira, it's no lug, but Yishami, you know what? That is going to be Mutter. No? Tosus is Mufurish. After all, Shachat Shari, even if it's Husak B'Yantip, the last line of the Tosfos Amar, Shalom lakar mitzvahs kisui. Push comes to shove, we'll let you do kisui adam with a fair key, which is absolutely no good. So I raise my hand and I say the following. But I also have a deck of notes. So I have two possibilities. Now, I did the shmita. You're going to insist I do kisui adam. You know what? One is a deck of notes, so I can use that dirt. Ooh. The other is utilizing Nolan. Both are okay. So pretty incredible. No, the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, the Bach. Is one better than the other? When I have these two options, there are Gemara, no? One option is Bofer Guma. There are options A for Kira. Is there a preference? A preference, or would I say, whatever you want. No, at this point, whatever you want. What I say there really is a preference. So you know what, this really also is going to relate to our machlokes. Now, like, what's the hierarchy? What's the heter of Chofer Guma? What is the heter of Efer Kira? Right. Which is the greater Kiddush? Which is the less Kiddush? Which is the cloud? Which is the Yotzim and HaKlau? No? That's what we'll have to discuss tomorrow. This is heavy machlokes in Shulchan. No? Which is the preferred option? When a person has a couple of options that a Gemara says b'di'evid can be employed. So that will tie into this whole dinus. Okay, so we'll take a look at this, and then tomorrow we'll take a look at the Rashi with the Zayin and the Beis. You know what? According to Beis Hillel, the Gemara says something fascinating. If you already did it, okay, we'll figure it out. But Bali Malek, what does that mean? We're going to say no. Don't put yourself in that situation. You already did shchit and the dam is sitting there. We're going to figure out a heter. No? Chofer Guma, Efer Kira, but Beis Hillel. But don't you dare set up such a situation. In other words, don't put yourself in the situation of Dechias Yisurim. Sometimes you're faced with a situation, we'll have to deal with it. But don't create such a situation. And Beis Shammai is allowing you, at least in a certain sense, to create that situation. Guess what the Rashi and our Gemara compares it to what we've discussed before, the Balamor and the Rabban? No? Ishtapi Chamima? Can you put yourself in a situation of Dechias Yisurim? The Rashi writes a Raya from our Gemara? Absolutely not! He still says, don't you dare! Our whole Gemara is like Mamish B'dievet. Now, the Shochet already did it, and now he's asking me a Shav, I have doubt sitting here, what do I do? But Bali Malek, I would have said, don't do this. Even if there's a heter, don't put yourself in a situation of Dechias Yisurim. Whoa, so the Rashi and our Sugya says, take a look. Now, Balmor, Rabban, Shabbos, and Gimel, and Vaperif. Can you do a bris milah knowing that you're ill-equipped? And now you're going to have to engage in Dechias Yisurim to service the Katan because you did a bris milah. What I say, don't do so. Oh, so parallels, differences. No, that's the Rashi here. Okay, transition here.